Peace, star dates. You have just tuned into the latest episode of Astro Daily. I am your hostess with the mostest, Angela Marie. And today's show is being documented for January 15th, 2022, which is Saturday. Yay! Astro Daily is a daily podcast that talks about the conversations the sky has every day and explains how these conversations affect the human mind and human behavior, which introduces emotional intelligence to come and get comfortable with us and the things we like to talk about, okay? Which is like all that soul healing, you know, the soul or the spirit having a human experience type vibe, you know? We do all of the climbing above so that we can personify our highest and greatest good, okay? That's what this show is about. Now, you can learn as much as we know about emotional intelligence if you just follow us online. Snapchat is by far the easiest portal. We are Gemini Vixen 2020. That's GEMINIVIXEN 2020. Come through, say hey. We gonna say hey. And let us know how these shows are like helping you with life. That's why we're here. And we're going to build on top of that, okay? My team and I have all kinds of services that are all themed in helping us reach our highest level of consciousness. And we're really excited to share all of this with all of you. So connect so you can stay in the know. Follow us, not just on Snapchat, but on Instagram too. We're Jupiter_love2020, okay? Now, star babes, today there's actually one less cosmic convo to decode compared to yesterday. So today, we actually only have two transits to discuss. Our day begins with our feels changing voices. Then about 7 hours later, our day ends with a smoke and choke sesh at like the Christ conscious time of day. So it's a super magical day, and we're going to figure out why that is right now. Alrighty, so first we have the moon moving into Cancer at about 8:09 a.m. So our day is beginning early in the conscious hours with Sin changing voices from communication and tech-based Mastapa to hermit and sensitive nurturing Dove, unfolding a restful, relaxed, soul-diving energy that welcomes us to the pleasant side of life. Right now, we crave security at home, and also we want to connect with our ancestors, and we do this best by connecting with our inner child and our own children. All right, so behave accordingly. An incredible resource for me to suggest to all of you is Astros and Ancestors. So, Astros and Ancestors is a reading done by myself and Nasa Bawa, where we explore the messages of your ancestors and give you direct messages from your own soul by decoding specific messages in your natal chart. It's an extremely magical and very insightful reading that helps life to just make a whole lot more sense. So follow all of the social media stuff. If you check the link in the bio, it's for Linktree. Click it and click on the Astros and Ancestors reading so you can book your reading today. We do have a virtual hub that you can visit whenever you want and replay your reading. You also get some downloadable files that explain the specifics of your natal chart in writing. So it's like having that verbal conversation with me, but it's in writing. And then the recording of the reading itself is there for you to replay whenever you want to. Like, the thing about having these different readings, if we can't recall the messages, it kind of defeats the entire purpose. So this is a next level type investment, and we're returning on the value in the hugest ways ever. Be sure to invest in your own greatness by clicking on the Astros and Ancestors link and ordering your reading today, because it's an incredible way to dial into the energy of your ancestors, okay? The second and final cosmic combo of the day is when the Cancer Moon trines Jupiter in Pisces at about 3:33 p.m. So we're ending our day about 7.5 hours later at the Christ consciousness time of day. We have Sin using Dub's voice to smoke on some CBD Dog premium organic hemp from our website, hellomynameisangela.com, with Nibiru, the god of transitions and seamless voice. So running that back, this means that the Cancer Moon is smoking and choking with Jupiter in Pisces. And this is creating a favorable constellation for social success and material gains. Now is the time to carry out philanthropic related dealings that we're most passionate about. So whatever that is, if that's being an activist, if that's the law, if that's fashion, if it's music, if it's acting, if it's communicating about higher levels of consciousness, we are here for it, okay? And it's what we're most passionate about that we're giving this energy to. So think about what you're most passionate about that you would love to generate money from. Money that doesn't feel like you're working at all because you're in your purpose, which is totally what I feel when I'm hosting a twerk class, when I'm conveying an Astros and Ancestors reading. This is my soul's destiny. And it feels so good to live every single day doing these types of activities. Like, but it has been a journey to get here. And this constellation is saying, like, yo, we the rainbow to take you from where you are to where you want to be. So get on board and stuff us with everything that you're passionate about. We exude attractive, optimistic, and heavily artistic vibes right now. And this is helping us see life as the beautiful gift that it is. So, congrats to us all in advance, sugars. Run this episode back so that you can remember the magic of the day. Again, we start the day with our feels switching voices, and we end the day with our feels in the planet of mirror reflection, expansion, smoking and choking. And this is just saying, hey, it's cool to be sensitive. It's cool to be nurturing. It's cool to be soft and empathetic. But it's what's even cooler is when we use these powers to serve our own highest and greatest good. Today is inviting us to do exactly that. Show up for you, okay? Get your Astros and Ancestors reading. Check out the link tree, because the link is in that link tree link. And you can get easy access to it by just following us on Instagram. We are Jupiter_love2020. Share this episode with everybody in your life, especially your haters, all right? We're here on Earth to be the change that we want to see in this world. And if we fill ourselves with unconditional love, the exchanges that we get from other people that are less than unconditional love will just serve as a lesson, and we'll be able to separate the feels from the lesson, okay? Follow us on Snapchat. We are Gemini Vixen 2020, and we'll holler at y'all next show. Peace. Peace, y'all.